If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
Our live daily update with Jared Halpern in Washington. The House may vote on Speaker Mike Johnson's future as early as tonight, maybe later in the week. How many allies does Marjorie Taylor Greene have in this effort?
It's hard to tell. Certainly, it's not expected to be a number that's going to put the speaker in danger, so long as, you know, Democrats kind of hold their line and say that they're not going to go along with this motion to vacate. It will be notable, I think, to see what those numbers are. You know, there's been some talk that it could reach, 20 or so members. That would be, I think, one of the higher watermarks. But that's kind of why Marjorie Taylor Greene says she wants to have this vote. I don't think there's an expectation that it will be successful, but she kind of sees this, at least in her view, as a referendum for voters to know where everybody stands on the speaker, who she has certainly been very critical of. Now, unlike the vote to oust Kevin McCarthy several months ago, Democratic leadership has said that they're not going to go along with any sort of motion to vacate this time around. They are likely to support the procedural step that would need to be taken, a motion to table. They'll either vote for that in large numbers, or one thing that Democrats could do is just not show up for the vote. And that would obviously make it much harder for those who want to oust the speaker, because it becomes a vote for those present in voting. In other words, they could make this almost a Republican only vote if they simply, abstain, don't show up for the vote.
You Decide 2024 update. Several potential running mates were at Mar-a-Lago over the weekend with former President Trump. Anyone bubbling up?
You kind of hear the same names again and again. I think it's notable that Kristi Noem has kind of been on her book tour, given all of the distractions. Obviously there's the stuff about killing the dog. There's the retraction about meeting Kim Jong-un. Does that hurt her standing? She had kind of been viewed, the South Dakota governor, as a favorite in the deep stakes, if you will. Clearly, a couple of Florida names appear on that list. Marco Rubio, one that you hear quite a bit. Byron Donald as well. If either one of them are selected, I believe you would have to see the president maybe redirect his residency back to New York, because the Electoral College does not allow for a state to vote for both a president and vice president of their respective state. So a little bit of strategy involved as well. It's not an insurmountable hill to climb, but it does involve a little bit more paperwork than if you pick somebody not from your state of residence.
Does Team Trump have a spotlight on when they want to have it announced, or typically when we expect to see it?
Well, typically you see it much closer to the convention, right? Traditionally, this would be something that would be rolled out maybe the week, maybe even a couple of days before the convention in July. Perhaps that is what the Trump campaign decides to do. I think that we know, following the former president's campaigns over the last several years, that he certainly understands how to build drama, how to build suspense, how to put on a little bit of a show. And perhaps you kind of see that move, the timeline, because it creates a little bit of buzz. It creates a little bit of excitement. That being said, you know, he sewed up this nomination much earlier in the process than is traditional as well. So does that push up the timeline, see if he can put somebody out front who maybe helps with some of the disadvantages he has in polling? But he certainly has indicated, at least in interviews that he's done, that he doesn't expect to roll this out until probably a little bit closer to that convention in July.
All right, Fox's Jared Halpern on a number of storylines for us today and throughout this week. We'll be listening for updates from the Fox News Center throughout the day and the week ahead.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.